Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Let's go to the town of Ballyhadrine in County Roscommon next, where hundreds of people marched through the streets last evening, demanding a more visible Garda presence following recent incidents of crime and antisocial behaviour. The peaceful demonstration, as it was called, was sparked by reports of an alleged assault against a teenager on Halloween night, but has led to a wider outcry regarding the fear of crime locally, as John Cook has been finding out. What's the story here, John?
Well, the talk on the streets here on this Roscommon Mayo border town of Ballyhadrine Cormac is about fear of local crime, and following last evening's candlelit march of over 500 people who walked in silence to the local Garda station before speeches calling for more Gardaí on the streets to protect the town's growing population, I have heard today lots of rumour and speculation around the town too, and I want to obviously be careful around the facts and sensitivities in this case. The demonstration was sparked following reports of an alleged assault involving a teenager on Thursday night into Friday morning, Halloween night. An alarm has also been expressed over reports of many people seen in balaclavas on the streets here two nights later, and reports of damage caused to a number of local properties. But what Gardaí have told me today is that they continue to investigate all the circumstances surrounding an alleged assault on Main Street, Ballyhadrine at 12:10 a.m. on Friday, November 1st, and they cannot comment on the specifics of their ongoing investigation. In a second statement to Drive Time this evening, the Garda press office has told me they are aware of a significant degree of misinformation circulating online. They state that their investigation does not involve anyone seeking international protection, and they advise the public to be mindful of the fact that the investigation involves people who are children, as defined by the Children's Act of 2001. With such a large turnout at last evening's march over local crime and policing, I asked some people on the streets of Ballyhadrine for their views today.
It's disgraceful. There's no guards in the town, actually. I mean, it's an absolute appalling the way that this town has been treated.
Do you feel safe in the town yourself as someone who lives here?
I can't even go out walking around the pig route where I used to walk all the time. I'm afraid to go out walking because you meet gangs of lads walking down the streets here, and you feel really unfit. And even on the streets here, I would never allow my kids actually out on the streets actually after anyway at dusk. Even out during the day, I would always make sure there's somebody with them at all times. It's just appalling to see what's been allowed actually here and no facilities.
Every family keep the kids like safe in home and don't live in like before, like to go outside. But this is life. Things happen. But I see like, because the problem is about the guard. We don't see like guard like, because this small town. But like in weekend, you know, not many people outside drinking, going for to make fun. But I didn't see like Garda to make control or to be safe or to make something like this.
You want to see more Gardaí?
Yeah, more.
Also on the streets in the square in Ballyhadrine, I met members of the local Concerned Citizens Group who organised last evening's march. Now, this group was set up, Cormac, following unsuccessful plans to build modular housing in the town for Ukrainian refugees, which we discussed on Drive Time earlier this year, with many people voicing concerns that this town of Ballyhadrine, a town of around 2,000 people, was never given the promised resources it needed after they welcomed hundreds of Syrian refugees to a local hotel in 2016. In the years since then, hundreds of international protection applicants and Ukrainian refugees have come to local apartments and housing estates in the town, while hundreds more from Eastern European countries like Slovakia and Romania have also moved here. But Concerned Citizens Committee members Joe Egan and Sharon Byrne Murphy told me their gathering was simply about the lack of resources for the town's growing population and not an anti-migrant protest, despite the presence of some anti-immigration campaigners here last evening.
You know, that's pretty much why Ballyhadrine Concerned Citizens was set up to begin with. It was to address the issues that we're facing in the town with the rise in crime and antisocial behaviour. You know, that's something that seriously needs to be addressed. And the lack of Gardaí in the town to be monitoring and acting, you know, being a deterrent for these people to stop them committing crimes.
People are annoyed the Garda station is rarely open in town. They say they don't see Gardaí on the beat. Do you accept you probably can't go back to the way as it was when you were growing up around here, where you had so many Gardaí in small stations.
We can't go back to the presence where you knew every guard's name and where they were an actual real part of the community. Garda presence, Garda duties have changed. The world has changed. The population has colossally changed. But we do actually need more help and support, more guards on the street. We genuinely, desperately need that assistance.
There you have Joe Egan and Sharon Byrne-Murphy of the Ballyhadrine Concerned Citizens Group there. And I believe, John, local reps have been raising concerns about crime and policing throughout Roscommon, have they?
Well, there's always a fear of local crime in rural communities, Cormac. But yes, there have been many recent meetings and local protest marches in throughout County Roscommon and the Roscommon-Galway constituency and in nearby Castlerea with the banner of enough is enough in terms of local crime. Micheál Frayn is a member of Roscommon County Council, an independent councillor elected in June and a local businessman here in Ballyhadrine. I asked him what type of incidents have been reported in recent months.
Vandalism, antisocial behaviour on the square and areas. We've seen break-ins to property, you know, mindless stuff like break into the local museum that we have up there that's closed up for a couple of years. We've seen vandalism at windows and
even the Garda station, unoccupied a lot of the time, you're saying, broken into too.
Garda station, well, that says it all. The Garda station was broken into a few weeks ago, and we've seen a myriad of break-ins in the region, not just around Ballyhadrine, but in northwest Roscommon. There's a famous car driving around the last 3 months. It's more famous now than Herbie at this stage, driving around, you know, with impunity. Robbery's been taking place. We're looking at French Park, we're looking at, you know, out in Mullen, down in Callow, outside French Park, and around Ballyhadrine, Brusna. In fact, you know, there's been issues where school has been broken into. Robbers went in and had tea and biscuits and brought the delf with them afterwards. Up another area up in Elphin, you know, there was a robbery and they went in and had fish fingers. I said at a council meeting recently, what's next? Are they going to go in and have pizzas?
There is a feeling, and I know there's been many local meetings on this recently, that there just isn't a Garda presence locally, and would-be criminals feel no fear.
Absolutely, there's no fear out there, and that's the problem, that there's no deterrent. And in fact, you know, if something does happen, then, like, I mean, you know, what is going to happen? We feel sorry for a lot of Gardaí, you know, that are in the area, they're doing their best, but unfortunately what's happened is we've got this cohort of people that just have just come into an area and just cause trouble and, you know, go around the country, carry out burglaries and that, and you know, there's no deterrent for them there.
So says Roscommon independent councillor Micheál Frayn there, calling on Gardaí and the Minister for Justice indeed to increase policing locally. Is there any has there been any response, John?
Well, the Minister for Justice provided a statement to Drive Time this evening following my questions earlier today, Cormac, to say the allocation of Gardaí is a matter for An Garda Síochána, but that Minister McEntee has recently secured an increased budget of €500 million for Gardaí and is taking action to accelerate Garda recruitment. In a recent response to a parliamentary question by Roscommon Sinn Féin TD Claire Curran that in May of this year there were 8 Gardaí assigned to Ballyhadrine Garda station, that was one I followed up with the Gardaí today to find out what the current figures are. 5 months on, figures I've obtained from the Gardaí this evening reveal that figure of 8 is down to 5 Gardaí just 5 months later. A statement confirming from An Garda Síochána reduced resources at the station of Ballyhadrine in recent months. One sergeant and one Garda, I'm told, supported by the wider resources of the Mayo Roscommon Longford Division. Now, for operational reasons, I'm told An Garda Síochána does not comment on the deployment of resources or this reduction. I asked what hours the station is officially open in Ballyhadrine, but was told the opening hours of a Garda station is not equivalent to the availability of Gardaí patrolling the community, and I wasn't provided with any such opening hours. I met with Sinn Féin TD Claire Curran in her offices in Ballyhadrine's Main Street today to discuss Garda resources and last evening's public march through the town, which has also received a lot of coverage on social media, Cormac, today, with much of the reaction focused on anti-migrant sentiments. So I asked her if that concerned her too.
I think what's good in relation to the silent protest we had here yesterday evening between 400 and 500 people was those elements that were present, and they have their own agenda in terms of anti-migrant. They were very much sent a clear message from the crowd here overwhelmingly last night, and that was, we don't want you here, you have an agenda that we are not interested in, and as a town we are united in saying we need the supports, we need the additional Gardaí, and we'll be united in that. Cross-party community, cross community.
Now, the government will point to resources that have been put in place in Balhadrin. There are new classrooms being built in the school, new health services being promised, we're told, in response to the growing population, to people coming from many countries and all over Ireland, to this small Roscommon town. But you feel they haven't answered in terms of Gardaí?
Well, look, the additional resources, the Syrians began arriving in 2017. The additional resources have been little or nothing. The primary care centre, which is due to come under construction later this year, that's been in the pipeline for a long time and long before the Syrians arrived in the town. Likewise, the school have been waiting a long, long time for an extension. They're positive moves, but they are very late in the day, but we'll welcome them all the same. In terms of Gardaí, I've been raising repeatedly the lack of Gardaí visibility across the county. We need more Gardaí. We need them in our rural towns. We need them in Ballard. But we need to see them out on the ground. And
is
that's
it possible, though, to put Gardaí back in rural stations in small towns all across the country? I mean, that requires a lot of extra resources, a lot of feet on the ground at a time when the numbers are not there for the needs in so many areas across the country. Is this something Sinn Féin and government could commit to?
It's not possible to put Gardaí in every guard station in every village in the country. And I'm not suggesting that. But Balhadrin is the third largest town in County Roscommon. It needs a Gardaí station that is functioning, and it needs Gardaí visibility. I don't want to see 5, 6, 7 Gardaí in the station in Balhadrin. I want to see them out on the ground, and I want people to know, actually, if I do something wrong here, I have a chance of being caught, because the attitude now is I'll get away with it, and that's a major problem. We need to see a Gardaí rural plan from our Gardaí commissioner. I've asked him for that repeatedly. We need to see something specific for our rural areas, because we've had a lot of burglaries, there's a lot of fear out there, and we need Gardaí not in stations but out on the beat, and we need that level of visibility, and that can be done across our rural towns and villages.
And that is Sinn Féin TD Claire Curran in Balhadrin, there ending John Cook's report from County Roscommon.